You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, you're going to get it all right. Yeah, what a stuff to talk about. Apparently, onions, especially the skin of onions, reduce diabetes and cancer. So I know a lot of us, we cry when we're working on our onions because of the fumes. But I got to tell you, maybe we need to pop them in our mouth because they help reduce diabetes and skin cancer. We also need to talk about 1 in 6 cell phones have fecal E. coli, which means poo-poo bacteria are on our cell phones. 1 in 6. That's going to be yummy. And it looks like older women actually want more sex, not less. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what to do about a woman's sex drive, how to increase it. Are there any foods? What can we do? So as you can see, a lot to talk about. But what is the most stimulating on our sassy and stimulating medical talk show are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we are taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahah.com. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, let us rock and roll. For those of you listening to us on GCN Live, Genesis Communications Network, I love these guys, have invited me to be a part of the Genesis Communications family, which means you are now able to listen to me 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 at night Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. We are live, so we are taking your medical questions. Call in. Would love to hear from you, even your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or if you don't like letters, you could call 1-877-362-3254. All right, so they say many women continue to be sexually active after menopause, and it's true, and they say many women are actually satisfied with their sex lives. They say actually 57% of women, right, who reported being dissatisfied with their sex lives is because they wanted more sex. Only 8% said they would have preferred to have less. Now, you see, a lot of people think because women's sex drive goes down, we just don't want sex. Well, true, the sex drive goes down. But if you ask a woman, does she want to be sexually active? Yes, she does. Okay, women do. We do, right? We've talked about why sex drive goes down. All right? In nature, the older the female species is, the more risk of birth defects. And, even though we've seen men like Charlie Chaplin have, children way into their later years, there's even been studies saying older sperm may, link to issues, disability issues as well. But in the female species, the older a woman is, the higher chance of Down syndrome, autism, et cetera, or difficulty with the birth, gestational diabetes. So nature, I believe, protects against that by having women's sex drive goes down. And if you notice, the most common age for a woman's sex drive is mid-30s. And when is the age of, quote-unquote, advanced maternal age, and when gynecologists start thinking about doing extra testing? 35. So, women's sex drive, for the most part, does fall. And for most women, they have other women that go the other way. They are horny all the time. And good for them. They have a great, great sex drive. Bottle it up and sell it if you can. But, the sex drive, because other women would buy it. Don't sell the sex. That's not good. But, a lot of women, and also, once you go through menopause, a lot of changes. You get a lot of mood swings. You get, vaginal dryness because you lose your estrogen. And, sometimes it hurts. And so, a lot of women, they want the sex, even though some of them can't. Now, it has been proven that the more you have sex, the less dryness or issues you'd have down there. This concept of use it or lose it, I hate to say is true, but it can be true. Now, some women, they don't tolerate estrogen. They can't take estrogen because of breast cancer risk, et cetera. So sometimes there's progesterone creams or testosterone supplements or something. Sit down with your doctor or gynecologist, have them go over, some issues or some types of treatments. Of course, there's also estrogen vaginal cream that does very well. Some women say, Dahlia, I'm not having hot flashes. Why do I have to take a pill? My only issue is it hurts when I have sex. Well, then you could do a cream, or there's like a little ring insert. There's tons of different things. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want the guys to squirm because guys listen to this. But what I know what the guys want to hear is, if my lady has lack of sex drive, what can I give her to increase the sex drive? Well, I don't think think any of these are going to be new. I'm sure some of you have heard of these, like raw oysters. Oysters have zinc, and zinc seems to raise the testosterone. So we have found that oysters and, you know, zinc seem to help. Now, I don't want you getting a bottle of zinc and overdosing on it by any means, but they supposedly do help sex drive. Asparagus. Asparagus, which I think is absolutely disgusting, is rich in vitamin E that also stimulates production of sex hormones. Personally, the only thing I think that's phallic about the asparagus is the shape. I don't really think it's attractive at all or tasty, but apparently they say asparagus is one. Figs. Figs are high in proteins and amino acids. They say figs help. Figs, I think, are kind of yummy. Didn't the Greeks eat figs, right? And the Greeks had a lot of sex. So, yeah. Almonds. Almonds and nuts. Nuts are very good. They're good for fatty acids, and that seems to help. Eggs. They say eggs helps. Basil. They say brown rice, cheese, and turkey. Why? Because of the zinc. Liver. Oh, Lord have mercy, no. Oh, no. No, don't even. I mean, you know what? If my husband ate liver, I wouldn't. There's no way. I wouldn't. No. All right. But for ladies and men, you know, these foods also help men. Avocado. You know what? Guacamole. There's something sexy about guacamole and margarita night. You know, I think that's really good. Okay, I'm not supposed to talk about margaritas. I'm sorry. Okay, avocado. Bananas. Bananas, they say, are pretty good because of it helps. I don't know, maybe the B. There's B vitamins, there's potassium. Celery, they say, pine nuts, salmon. They say salmon and other fish because of the vitamin Bs. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have talked to my female patients, and I've asked them, have any of these foods helped? And, of course, nobody could get past the raw oysters, the asparagus, and the liver. And nobody ever told me that, you know, really eating guacamole, you know, made them any more amorous. But what we need to take home from this is diet. Okay, a healthy diet can't hurt. So get those vegetables in, get those essential fatty acids in, get those B vitamins in. Why not? All right, when we come back, more medical news, your medical questions, and your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, our phone number is 1-877-DocDahlia.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right. So 1 in 6 of our cell phones, right, have traces of fecal E. coli, which is the number one bacteria in our poo-poo. Why is it on our cell phones? And these weren't dirty cell phones. These weren't people, you know, like, you know, kids that just got out of the bathroom and they decided to test. They said 95% of the participants in this study of volunteers, okay, 390 samples of cell phones in 12 cities, 95% of the participants told the researchers that they washed their hands with soap and water where possible. But the lab test revealed that 92% of the phones and 82% of the hands had bacteria on them. Well, of course, I mean, you know, you can't sterilize completely. The researchers also found that 16% of hands and 16% of cell phones harbored this E. coli bacteria, which, of course, is found in the feces and can cause serious illness. 16%. That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm actually surprised it's only that. Okay? I mean, again, if they said 95% of the participants wash their hands, you know, I know. I see a lot of people come out of the bathroom that don't wash their hands. I see. So, I mean, imagine if this survey was expanded. I think the number's higher. I bet half of cell phones have E. coli on them. I do. All right, so what do? Wash your cell phone? Well, yeah, clean your cell phone off. Because here's the thing, you can wash your hands, but a lot of us don't wash our cell phones. We don't want to get it wet. Now, I have dropped my cell phone in the toilet, but that doesn't mean it's clean. All right, you need to think about things just like your mouse and your keyboard. You know, I remember I had a cold and I was at work and I told everybody don't use my computer because sometimes the staff, I don't have a separate office. My husband has an office. I'm supposed to share the office with him. And sometimes I go in there, you know, and I'll watch the news on my lunch, you know, say hi to him, you know, quickie. No, we don't do that. That's not nice. I think it's against OSHA. But when I usually, my desk is with the nurses. I sit at the nurses' station. You know, I work. Sometimes I help answer the phone. I, you know, overview billing, things like that. And so I'm kind of very hands-on. But when I'm sick and I'm sneezing and I'm wiping my nose while I'm typing, I'm like, look, guys, do not use my keyboard. Now, you know, yeah, I wipe it down, et cetera. But sometimes you don't wipe it down all the time. And somebody running over to the phone may go on your computer when you're not there. And I'm seeing patients. So think about that. You know, it's interesting. There's all these little surveys of the dirtiest things in your home. But I found one. This was kind of cute. It's called howtocleanstuff.net. Very cute website. And they talk about the dirtiest things in your house. And they say the 10 dirtiest things in your house. One is the bathtub. We all know bathtub because of the water and the bacteria. And the bacteria lives in the drain and it goes up. So bathtub. And they kind of tell you how to clean it. Bathroom cleaner, brush, et cetera, or whatever. I don't want to go into that because it reminds me that I gotta do a real good thorough cleaning. Our bathroom is due for. We do have somebody help us, but I need to do some deep cleaning with our bathtub. Kitchen drain. Disgusting also. Kitchen drain is one of the dirtiest parts of your house. Your telephone. Whether it's your cell phone or your phone at the house, nobody really washes off the phone. You got to clean off the phone. You know what else is not on the list? The light switches. The light switches. People are always touching the light switches. Nobody ever thinks of washing them, probably because they think they're going to get electrocuted. You won't get electrocuted washing off your light switch. Toothbrush. You never wash off your toothbrush enough. If you think about it, you guys brush your teeth, right? And then you do a quick rinse of your toothbrush. Do you really soak it? Or do you really clean it? No. Now, they suggest maybe soaking in a Listerine or alcohol. They even put here mild dish detergent. I don't know if I like that. I would just say run it under the water really good. Brush it back and forth with the bristles. Maybe you could pour a little mouthwash on it. Again, you know, we don't want too much alcohol going into your mouth. But, yeah, we don't clean our toothbrushes well enough. Remember I talked about the other day where if you have a toothbrush that's sitting next to the toilet, many of the toilet germs when you flush will spray all over it, so that's a biggie. Oh, the remote control. The remote control in my house is probably the most disgusting thing in the house because the kids are sitting there eating peanut butter or they have, I don't know, some sort of sticky fingers. I don't know why their fingers would be sticky. I don't even want to know. And they're grabbing the remote. And so the remote has all these different dried foods on it and colors. And the problem is we don't clean the remote. Because the channel will change. You know, you only notice that the remote is dirty when you're watching TV, right? So you look at it and go, okay, I got to clean this remote. Because if I start to wipe it off and hit all the buttons, it'll mess up the station. So you tell yourself you're going to wash it after you're watching the program. But then, of course, you know, out of sight, out of mind. The remote control, you lose in the couch or you don't need it because of the program. You finish watching Glee. You're all happy. Although Glee wasn't on this week. Something happened with Glee. I don't know what happened. And you don't clean off the remote. So that's why the remote in our house, hands down, that's dirtier than our toilets. Honestly, our toilets are cleaner. Computer, keyboard, and mouse, they say. Yeah, of course, absolutely dirty. They say use lint-free cloths, maybe, you know, some water or a dish detergent, things like that. Wood cutting board, she said. Wood cutting board likes to collect a lot of bacteria. They say use lemons and salt and things like that to clean it. Of course, behind the appliances. Oh, yeah. Oh, I do not like to look. Do not like to look behind the appliances. I'm scared there's a spider there. So I don't want to go near the appliances. No. So that's a biggie. Top of the refrigerator, that's a biggie. And doorknobs. Okay, so I was close with the light fixtures. Doorknobs, very dirty. I also got to tell you, ladies, you bring in a lot of dirt in the house because of your purse. Now, my purse because it's heavy and it's big. I don't have, you know, those expensive, cute little pretty purses. I just, you know, get the big purses, whatever I can find at Target, so I can hold all my crap. And they're nice purses. I like the purses I could buy at Walmart or Target and stuff. And so my purse I always throw on the ground because it's too big to sit on the table. Well, if it's on the ground at work, and it's on the ground at the restaurant, and it's on the ground of your car, why do we come home and throw our purse on the kitchen table? Why? Why do we do that? The bottom of our purse and all the crap and crud that it touched is now on your dinette table. Why do we do that? Or we throw it on our kitchen counter? I don't know, people. I don't know. So, you know, we just got to think about it. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're all obsessive compulsive about germs. No, I am not. Really, you know, there's some disgusting stuff out there. And, you know, and people get sick. You know, I have families that go, I don't understand why we all have diarrhea. You know, well, maybe take a look at your house. Maybe, you know, clean it up a little bit. There's a lot of reasons why people get diarrhea. You know, we talk about cooking and salmonella. And, you know, like what they brought up with the wood cutting boards, I mean, that's a biggie. You know, a big thing that we forget is, you know, you're cooking meat, you're cutting it up, you throw everything in the sink, you think you wiped everything down, and a lot of times you wipe it down with a cloth. That's not soap and water. That's not antimicrobial. Just because you wipe off blood from a chicken, you know, and one fell swoop, one swipe, or you use the brawny paper towels, the quicker picker uppers, what? Oh, wait a second. That may be a different commercial. I don't know. Quicker picker uppers. Oh, Downy? Bounty, not brawny, bounty. Okay, see why a jingle is so important? Commercials don't do jingles anymore. They really need to do it because that's how you remember. Okay, the quicker, picker, picker, upper, bounty. Okay, got it, bounty. So you see, even on the commercials, okay, now it's probably coffee. I doubt it's chicken blood or, you know, raw eggs infested with salmonella. But you see them wipe it off, and it makes you think all you need is paper towel to wipe off the crud. But, it doesn't work that way, okay? You got to scrub things down. Just think about it, okay? Just think about it. All right. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, onions reducing diabetes. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, so onions we knew were good, but remember, the layers are rich in fiber, flavonoids, and then the bulbs that we're throwing out contain some sulfurous compounds, fructans. I'm not saying eat the bulbs, but apparently there's lots of parts to the onion that actually could be functional. They say the brown skin could be used for dietary fiber, and it could actually help reduce cardiovascular disease, GI issues, type 2 diabetes. See, onions give me gas. Doesn't work for me. No, can't do it. But they even think that some of the phenolic compounds that are in some of the skin have anti-carcinogenic properties. Now, that is cool because it's very easy to dice up an onion in your tuna salad, chicken salad, etc., to get that into you. So I've never been shocked. This is in the Journal of Plant Foods for Human Nutrition. Yeah, if you're ever tired of reading People Magazine or Inquirer, have that on the back of your toilet seat. Plant Foods for Human Nutrition. Hey, it'll make you poop. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Medical Talk Radio. How y'all doing out there? I am so glad you all are tuning in. Please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. In medical headlines, today a teenager dies after breaking his leg at a football practice. Apparently 16-year-old Ryan Smith, a sophomore at Edmond School District. I'm trying to see. It's not saying what city this is from. This is Fox News. But apparently, he broke his leg at a football game. He went to the hospital, had the broken leg treated, goes to bed. Grandparents couldn't wake him up, took him to medical center emergency room, and the teenager actually died 9 minutes after arriving. They don't know why. Now, we usually don't see, you know, young kids, like 16-year-olds, you know, have blood clots, but it makes you wonder if that's what happened. Very, very scary. I mean, people break bones all the time. Now, they still don't know cause of death. We'll keep you posted when you hear something, but, you know, pretty scary stuff. Also in medical headlines, I'm sure some of you heard about the healthcare law. One aspect of the healthcare law, the long-term insurance plan, had to get scrapped. It's a part of the Affordable Healthcare Act where it was going to be a voluntary insurance plan for working adults, regardless of their health status, where they could put money in, pay premiums about no more than $100 a month, and then when they became disabled, if they did, then they would be able to take out benefits at no less than $50 a month. Sounded like a good plan, but apparently the government realized that more people were going to sign up if they were sick and then need their benefits quicker than healthy people signing up. And they realized if they're not going to have enough healthy people signing up, there's going to be too many people needing benefits because the sick people sign up, and then the taxpayers are going to have to pay for this new program. So it looks like they're going to chuck it. I believe it's up to a congressional vote, and I don't think it's going to pass. Also in news today, a 65-year-old male who was a quadruple amputee has received two new hands in Boston in a rare double transplant hand operation. This was done at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital. Richard Mangino, he got his two hands last week in a 12-hour transplant procedure. The team took 40 doctors, nurses, and other medical staff. He says he's adjusting to the new hands, and now he says, I won't have to perform a miracle every day to do simple things like make coffee and get dressed. He lost his arms and legs, actually below the elbows and the legs below the knees after contracting sepsis. He got a bacterial infection in the blood, and unfortunately what it probably did was cause gangrene in his hands and legs, lack of blood flow, and they needed to be amputated. So, you know, this is absolutely fascinating that he's able to do this with a double hand transplant. Of course, you know, we talked about, you know, cost of these things and why this is what's going to be making healthcare reform difficult because, you know, we all would love to be able to have this procedure, and hopefully we all can. Right? It's just, you know, for an insurance company to take on something like this, 12-hour transplant, 40 doctors, you know, that was multiple six figures. I don't even want to think about how much it cost. I'm ecstatic that this happened, but, you know, things like this is what causes health insurance companies to start cranking up the premiums. So I'm hoping we could figure something out because this is just absolutely fascinating. You actually see the hands in this picture that I'm looking at. Now, the first full face transplant happened, and first double hand transplant happened on Carla Nash. She was the Connecticut woman who was mauled by the chimpanzee back in 2009. The hand transplant was successful, but the hands did not thrive after complications with pneumonia, and then the hands had to be removed. Then they said the first actual hand transplant was performed in France in 1998, and then, of course, the first one in the U.S. a year later. So hand transplants have been done. So hopefully this one is successful. All right, also in medical news, now that people are getting ready for Halloween and they're getting into costumes and they're playing with their costumes, we need to realize that some of these costumes have risks. Okay, there could be choking risks with kids and the pets, but also these contact lenses that people are putting into their eyes. You know, contact lenses should be designed by an ophthalmic company, you know, a company that is licensed to do contacts. And I find it very frustrating that I see these things in costume stores. And unfortunately, a lady in West Virginia experienced both pain in her eyes 10 hours after she put these contacts in. I'm not sure where she got these contacts. I think she was trying to look spooky, look like a zombie, and unfortunately she contracted a severe eye infection. She it caused scarring on the cornea, caused vision loss. Also, she has a droopy eyelid. I mean, just very difficult, scary stuff. And, you know, you really want to be careful with your eyes just because contacts are out there. And just because people put contacts in doesn't mean you can stick anything in your eye. And I was talking about earlier in the show, America's Got Talent, I was watching this season, and I guess there was, I forget what the team was. It was a group of high school girls, very pretty girls, but they dressed themselves up as zombies and danced. It was a good group, but they were putting these contacts in their eyes to look scary, and all I could think about is they're going to damage the cornea. They're going to scratch the eye. Why are they doing this? Why would they do this? But unfortunately, that's what kids want to do. Kids think that stuff is fun. Just be careful, people. Just Be careful. All right. One topic we were touching upon in the earlier hours of the show, which is a fun one, is, you know, phobias. And unfortunately, people that suffer from phobias, it's not fun for them. You know, we were talking about arachnophobia, the movie where you're scared of fibers. I am very phobic of spiders. I was until I got bit by one, and the infection almost consumed my whole leg. So I am not a big fan. I'm pretty phobic. Excuse me. And apparently some stars have admitted to having certain phobias. Kim Basinger and Nicole Kidman, I guess, have admitted to panic attacks. So we were kind of looking at this list from about.com of different phobias. And, you know, Donovan, who's, you know, manning the studio tonight, he was kind of reminding me that, of course, these are Greek or Latin named, you know, like fear of women is gynophobia, just like gynecology, gynecologist, gynophobia, fear of ugliness, cacophobia, fear of gravity. Did you know that you could have a fear of gravity? That's called barophobia. Fear of numbers. You could have a fear of numbers. That is arithmophobia. Now, you know, you wonder, are people diagnosed with these? Or did researchers just decide to put the Latin with the phobia? I mean, I've never known of anybody, but then again, I mean, maybe there is somebody, you know, out there in this world. Fear of men is androphobia. Fear of houses, dermatophobia. You could be fearful of a house. Fear of horses, I don't sense. Equinophobia, that's understandable. Fear of cats, kitty cats, eleurophobia. I told you guys earlier there was a fear of knees, genuphobia. Fear of knees. I wonder if there's a fear of elbows. Fear of cooking, mygeriocophobia. Fear of dirt and germs, mesophobia. That kind of makes sense. Fear of childbirth, lachiophobia. Fear of childbirth. We're all afraid to go through childbirth. Well, I mean, come on. Big-headed kid ripping down through your vagina, of course. Fear of doctors, iatrophobia. I really hope you don't have iatrophobia with my show. Fear of phobias is phobophobia. Phobias. You're a phobophobic. Fear of paper, papriophobia. Fear of ferns. The plant ferns. Pteridophobia. Really, a fern can hurt you? Fear of snakes. Okay, fear of snakes, that I have. I have fear of trying to say these things on air. Ophidiophobia. So I guess snake in Latin is an ophidio. Maybe. Ooh, fear of the figure eight is octophobia. Somebody out there is afraid of the number eight. I'm not saying this to make fun of people. I'm just shocked. Fear of school, scolionophobia. Oh, those are my kids. My kids. Fear of needles and injections, trypanophobia. That makes sense. Fear of strangers and foreigners, xenophobia. And fear of beautiful women, venustrophobia. Venus, wow. All right, when we come back, your medical questions on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I want to get to some of your emails. Dr. Dahlia, what is the best thing to put on a burn, ice, butter, or aloe? All right, I'm going to say none of them. I would say cool water. You know, we used to always put ice, but we think the ice actually can mess with your healing process and can damage some of the skin. Because remember, your skin is already damaged when you burn. And ice may just be too cold and could be too caustic to it. So actually, if you have a burn, you run it under cold water. And you just keep running it under cold water as long as you can. We don't do butter anymore. We just don't do butter. That could also be too caustic. Aloe, I tell you, I like doing aloe not in the very acute stages of the burn. Now, if you notice with the medical textbook, it just says apply ice, you know, and then later antimicrobial creams and, you know, et cetera. But I have used aloe plant, but I usually use aloe plant later. I don't put it on right away, because again, some of the skin is damaged. Sometimes it tears, sometimes it opens up. Now, of course, any bad burns on the hand or face, or burns that may actually go around circumferentially, you got to go to the doctor, you got to go to the hospital, get that looked at, because unfortunately, you could lose a lot of water. You could have horrible scarring, and you know, sometimes it could actually cause you know, lack of oxygenation of the extremity. So it's really, really important for some of these bad burns to get yourself checked. But for these little minor burns, you know, like you touch a hot pan, run it under cold water. You know, just keep running the cold water. You know, keep it elevated. You are going to get some swelling, so you want to keep it elevated. And always, you know, when in doubt, have the doctor check it out. Why not? Let them take a look at it. Make sure, you know, it looks okay. But remember, just I wouldn't do the ice and I wouldn't do the butter. I wouldn't mess with anything like that. All right. Dr. Dahlia, my 7-year-old child always likes to chew on his shirts. They always seem to be wet, and I worry he'll catch a cold or something. Does he have a strange psychological diagnosis, or is this normal? Well, here's the thing. You know, when you're dealing with your 7-year-olds, you know, you worry because you think they'd be out of the oral phase, you know, like babies are, where they put everything in their mouth and their little binkies and their bottle and stuff. But, you know, sometimes these kids will, you know, always be in the oral phase. You know, and they'll always chew. And, you know, sometimes we see adults, they're in the oral phase. They always want to smoke, or they always want to have a piece of gum in their mouth, or they're always chewing their nails. So some of us, we just never seem to get out of that phase. The only problem is, you know, if your 7-year-old, you know, is chewing on shirts, a lot of times he's doing it subconsciously. He doesn't know. You know, he's putting the shirt in his mouth and he's chewing on it. You know, I think it's a behavior you can unlearn. I don't think we have to worry about Tourette's or some sort of psychological issue. I mean, if he's having any other tics, motor tics, facial tics, speaking tics, where you kind of, you know, they make fun of Tourette's a lot in the movies, where somebody just starts cussing. You know, and saying bad language, and Tourette's syndrome is where these children, they have tics. They can either move their face or they keep saying a word, and it's a tic, something they can't control. So you always wonder when somebody's kind of chewing on their shirts or chewing on things that they aren't supposed to, that it could be that. But, you know, not always. Some of these kids, it's just, they get into a habit. It's something they do and they relax. Like right now, I'm twirling my hair, and I didn't realize I do that. I twirl my hair when I talk. And it's not because I, you know, have a psychological disorder. It's just, I don't know what to have. It's just something some people do. So my recommendation would be to, whenever you see it, have them stop it, have them be aware of it, and try to unlearn the behavior. Tell the teachers at school, because if he's 7 years old, he's probably in the second grade. Tell the teachers at school, we're trying to untrain a behavior. And just give him a little pat on his shoulder. You know, come up with something that's not going to embarrass him in the middle of the class. And maybe like a little tap on the shoulder. So you know how the teacher walks along the aisles, and then she could just do a little tap on the shoulder to remind him not to, very subtle, right? And you do the same at home and see if you could untrain him. And another way to train him, if your 7-year-old child, so it is a boy. I mean, if it's a boy, and, you know, he sits there playing his toys and doing it or whatever, then maybe have him shirtless. You know, maybe have him kind of play without a shirt. And maybe that'll also get him out of the habit. Okay? Or see if he puts something else in his mouth. And if it's only the shirt, when he's not wearing a shirt, of course he has to wear a shirt at school. But, you know, play around, see something like that. You know, try something like that. And if that doesn't work, then, of course, definitely run it by his doctor. Okay, great question. Dr. Dahlia, I wanted to catch you live, but I listened to you in Juneau, Alaska. Oh, great. Yay, Juneau. Love Juneau. A gorgeous city. We go fishing when we go up there on the cruise. You see, the cruise. You got to go on the Alaska cruise, people. I'm looking, she says, at an explanation of benefits, and it appears the doctor may be billing for procedures he never did. I am looking at a quote-unquote surgical tray. billed for $25 and I didn't have surgery. What are the first steps I should take? Okay, this is a great question and it brings up a lot of points. Okay, first, I just want to talk about the surgical tray being billed for $25, okay? Again, you're not live, so I can't ask you a question, but sometimes if you have a pap smear or if you get your ear flushed or if they do a, if they do something that may not be surgery, but they had to use supplies, there's a supply code, but the insurance company changes the supply code to surgical tray. Okay, we've seen that, you know, with our office too. You know, we'll do a pap smear and we'll buy certain products for a certain, like freezing a genital wart or something like that. And so, because you're buying products, there's a tray code that you use. But then they turn around and say surgery. And it's like, you know, but wait a second, you didn't do surgery, you froze. You know, but they're like, why is it only $25? Doesn't surgery cost more? So it could just be, and again, I don't know if you had a pap smear. I don't know what it could be. It might have been, like I said, the tray that was used for some of the supplies that were disposable supplies. Because, of course, if a doctor's paying for supplies, there are codes for that. So it could be that. However, if it is a mistake, the first step you should take, if you ever see an explanation of benefits from your doctor's office or from the insurance company that comes in, there's a mistake, call the doctor. Okay? It could be a simple mistake. It could be. Always notify the doctor because they need to know. They need to know and ask them about it. And, again, she may say, well, that was the pap smear tray or whatever. So they may be able to explain it. But if not, they may go, okay, oops, I didn't know. All right, we'll correct it. Great. If you also want, sometimes you could let the, you know, insurance company know, look, the doctor knows about it. The doctor's fixing it. Just want to let you know. So that's another recourse. Now, if you don't think, of course, the medical office is going to respond, then, of course, you know, just let the insurance company know this is something you aren't sure you had. It's interesting. You need to be careful because, I've heard many cases where people say, oh my God, the doctor didn't even, you know, visit me. Only spent 5 minutes with me yet. There's vaginal cultures that were done. You want to make sure you were the right patient. You know, there is medical insurance fraud and identity theft fraud, you know, and there can be cases where you didn't see the doctor and you get an explanation of benefits saying Mary Smith was seen. And you're like, wait a second, I'm Mary Smith, but I was never at the doctor that day. You know, so you don't know, was it a birthday mix up or is somebody trying to be you? So, you know, letting the insurance company know is a smart move, but call the doctor's office first to find out what happened. If the doctor's like, oh crap, we billed the wrong Mary Smith, then their job is to correct it, let the insurance company know. Because it happens, you know, there's a lot of Mary Smiths. But my big concern is this medical identity theft. Medical identity theft is the number one type of identity theft now. People don't have health insurance, so they somehow get a hold of somebody else's, and they pretend to be them. Now, I mean, in our office, we don't let anybody come in without ID. Nobody gets to come in without ID. You know, we don't want to mess with that. But, you know, I always kind of get nervous because, you know, when somebody goes, now, then you do have people that completely forget, you know, and they're like, you're like, really? You really don't remember having a pap smear? Oh, you're right. I'm like, really? Are you having amnesia? All right, guys, great show. We are going to be back tomorrow, so please don't forget to tune in on GCNLive.com and keep your calls coming. I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.